We averted an immediate pension crisis, eliminated duplicative programs, and began to cut the property tax burden, all while keeping our core services funded, including public safety and public education. As a result of these tough actions, Baltimore held its own and maintained its bond rating during the worst recession since the Great Depression, and the quality of life for city residents has generally improved. Today, we've outlined the progress made over the past 3 years, but much, much more work remains to be done to get Baltimore growing again. The question for this generation of city leadership is this: will Baltimore cement a true turnaround toward future of growth, or will we allow our hard-fought victories to become just a momentary pause, a footnote in the continuing story of decline? No. More than a year ago, I said we needed a comprehensive approach to deal with the city's structural problems, and I called for the creation of the city's first 10-year financial plan. Many cities only engage in long-term financial planning as a reaction to receivership, state takeovers, or bond rating downgrades. In Baltimore, it's a proactive effort so that we never reach that point, and so we can choose our destiny rather than have it forced upon us. With such a plan in place, Baltimore can end the cycle of deficits that have eroded services and constantly put the city on the defense instead of investing in our renewal. The effort has revealed for the first time the true scope of our fiscal challenges. Since taking office, I've pledged to talk straight and to never sugarcoat our problems. Truth is the first step to any real solution. With that, let me be candid about what we confront. First, our city faces serious structural deficits between slow-growing revenues and faster-growing expenses. Without corrective action, this cumulative shortfall totals nearly $750 million over 9 years. To put that number into perspective, it's more than what we spend on police, fire, health, and recreation and parks annually. The deficit is largely driven by growing health care and pension costs. Even with the reforms we've made, these combined costs are projected to grow by another 40%, and there is a major imbalance in how we compensate our employees. The cost of outdated benefits have crippled our ability to pay our workers what they truly deserve in their paychecks. Second, our city faces a $1 billion infrastructure deficit over the next decade. Roads, bridges, city buildings, including rec centers and police and fire stations, need significant investment just to meet reasonable standards. Third, our city has an unfunded retiree liabilities of more than $3 billion. And we must make meaningful actions now in order to afford future benefits. At the same time, our property tax rate is impeding the city's ability to compete for growth. We all know that Baltimore cannot simply hike property taxes to improve our financial situation. To do so would almost certainly guarantee further population and job losses. Every elected official, community, institution, and business with a stake in Baltimore's future should share a deep concern for these facts. It is reality. To put our head in the sand and to ignore the problem would be an unforgivable disservice to the people we represent and the city we all love. We cannot build a foundation of a growing city on the mud of a fiscal swamp. The status quo is unacceptable, and the price of inaction is clear. We must change to grow. Since last year's elections, and after a year of careful study with national experts, we are prepared to propose a bold set of major reforms to eliminate the structural deficit and protect basic services from devastating cuts, to make modern investments in civic infrastructure while reducing neighborhood blight, to further cut the property tax burden on homeowners. Each of these things will help to retain and attract residents and jobs. The 10-year financial plan requires tough trade-offs and major changes in past practices, but it also makes investments that reward the future. Let me outline some of the proposals we should pursue together. First, we must rebalance the way we compensate our hardworking employees by reforming outdated, unsustainable benefits and instead invest in better wages up front. Baltimore's pension system for civilian workers is the only large system in Maryland that doesn't require an employee contribution. That must change. At the same time, we can use the savings to increase salaries. We will bring the elected official retirement plan in line with the civilian retirement plan. We must shift to a 401k style retirement plan for new civilian hires. The private sector has adjusted to this model. It's time for Baltimore to change. We've implemented pension reforms for the current public safety personnel, and for the overwhelming majority of the reforms, they've been upheld in federal court. At my direction, the Law Department will propose curative legislation to address the single provision that was not upheld while we seek appeal. For new public safety hires, we should create a hybrid retirement plan that keeps our benefits competitive but reduces risk and allows us to improve salaries up front. We need to expand wellness programs, including incentives for fitness and smoking cessation to promote a healthier workforce and reduce our costs. And we need an eligibility audit right away to ensure that all health care coverage is legitimate. We must make increased payments to pay down future benefit liabilities. Generations of employees will count on these benefits when they retire. We can't let them down. Second, we must make our government smaller and more efficient. We need to invest in technology and automation, streamline workflow, and break down the silos of bureaucracy to improve productivity and save our taxpayers' dollars. We must modernize our vehicle fleet to reduce maintenance costs while improving the equipment used to deliver city services. Baltimore's firefighters, they're the best in America, but the current 42-hour shift schedule is outdated and inefficient. Among the 25 largest U.S. cities, including Baltimore, 19 fire departments have work schedules exceeding ours, with a median work week of 52 hours. We must work with our fire unions to negotiate a new schedule with significantly higher pay to reduce inefficiencies and prevent the constant threat of firehouse closures. Altogether, over the next 10 years, we can reduce the size of our workforce by at least 10% through a combination of attrition and eliminating vacant positions. We can achieve this all without major layoffs and without reducing the quality of city services. Third, we must invest in infrastructure by increasing pay-as-you-go funding in our budgets and increasing our borrowing capacity while protecting our bond rating. Fourth, we must create a new solid waste enterprise for trash, recycling, and sanitation by collecting a user fee, as is done in other Maryland counties. We can use all of the savings. We can use all of the savings to cut property taxes dollar for dollar. We will also move forward with a state-mandated stormwater charge to rebuild our crumbling storm drains and fund greening projects in order to improve the water quality of our city streams and our harbor. And finally, I will not allow the structural deficit to be balanced solely on the backs of Baltimore City residents and employees. Not on my watch. Tourists, commuters, tax-exempt entities, and private developers will be a part of the long-term solution. We can better align and target economic development tax incentives to maximize their impact and ensure a positive return on city subsidies. Non-resident commuters who use our transportation network and city parking garages will continue to pay to support services such as our Charm City Circulator. The voluntary pilot agreement with some of our tax-exempt entities expires in 2016, and we'll need to renew a discussion with the broader nonprofit community, which accounts for more than $4 billion in tax-exempt property. If we implement all of these changes, we can reward Baltimore's future.